trees are conscious. Even Krishna's bed is conscious. Not only conscious, who is Krishna's bed? Balaram. Balaram has become Krishna's bed. And there everything is conscious. The pillow is conscious. Sometimes the pillow feels that, oh, I never get a chance to serve Krishna's lotus feet. I'm always on Krishna's head. I'm so unfortunate. I don't get a chance to serve Krishna's lotus. And what does the pillow do? Gradually it crawls out and goes to Krishna's feet. And Mother Yashoda feels, Krishna is so restless at night. And so she comes and takes the pillow and puts it back to Krishna's head. And the pillow thinks, oh Mother Yashoda, why are you depriving me from serving Krishna's lotus? So that is the spiritual sky. Everyone is eager to serve Krishna. That is their joy. That's the difference between the material nature and spiritual nature. In this material nature, we try to derive joy by receiving service from others. Here everyone is promoting the service opportunity. Especially the you see the ads of the hotels, what they say. You'll get this facility, that facility, 5-star, 25-star. So they're telling you that you come to us and we'll serve you in so many different ways. And as a result of that, you will feel so miserable. But in the spiritual sky, the real ecstasy, real joy is derived by... And that is our constitutional position. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. And we enjoy by being a part of Krishna's enjoyment. And how do we become a part of Krishna's enjoyment? By doing something for Krishna. Doesn't matter, whatever it is. Do something for Krishna. Whatever you're doing, just do it for Krishna. Yes, Priya? Well, according to...